So it's Christmas time and New Year's Eve time, and this is the Chicago Way Christmas podcast. Who am I thankful for? I know it's not Thanksgiving, but it's a time to give thanks, a time to count our blessings. You know, first I want to start with Jeff Carlin, because without him, there is no podcast. He is the best producer, radio producer in town. He's also a good friend, steadfast, ethical. You know, he doesn't look much like a Christmas elf. He is burly. He's a ginger. But he's got the arms and back of a bouncer at a bar. And still, he's a gentleman. Well, we've got a lot to do at our end. For one, setting up that subscription service at johncastnews.com. And that's kind of hectic and frantic. And the other is, well, I've got, you know, two giant cauldrons of beef stock that I've been making. I make two giant cauldrons and then reduce them to one for the onion soup that is famous. We've got 20 people coming over, but, you know, beef, put beef on the barbie and all sorts, you know, horseradish. But we got some bad news. Betty took one of those COVID tests, and she's COVID positive. Not really bad symptoms, but we can't have mom over. She's 90 years old. We can't have guests over, my brothers. So we're going to freeze all that. Maybe do it on January 7th if things work out. Things happen, right? I'm not complaining. We still have our health, I guess. And you, and we're together, Betty and I. We're not going to see the boys. Yeah, it's going to suck a little bit, but we'll occupy our time. And there's still things to do. We're going to continue the Christmas tradition on this podcast that I started years ago with a column that I write every year. I wrote it every year new in the paper. Some people thought I cut and pasted, but if you read carefully, you would realize I never did that because I didn't want to cheap it out. I always wrote it new, wrote every word down new, changed it here and there. And Jeff has some things to say. And maybe you're thinking about some things. I wish you could be on this podcast with us, but you're listening, whether you're in Sanibel Island as a refugee from Illinois or whether you're up on the stoop on a porch like I am right now, with traffic coming by in a frozen, cold Midwestern landscape. You're on the Chicago Way podcast on WGN Plus.
Look, the Chicago Way is a deep cultural phenomenon.
It's the Chicago Way.
In a tower by the river, there lived a man. There was a man who took a stand. With pen and paper in his hand, defeating foes in every ward with a pen more mighty than the sword. No escape from his ink lasso in a tower by the river, Castle.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun, he sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago Way.
O holy night, for all the children who should be loved always, but especially on this holy night, with our arms wrapped around them and a long goodnight kiss on the temple, a kiss more precious than anything that could be wrapped in a box. And for every parent standing quietly in the doorway of the bedrooms, watching those small sleeping shapes. For all the babies who aren't shown nearly enough love, growing up with a hard crust around their hearts because there was no one near to plant those kisses and give those hugs. For every couple that adopts a child and saves a life. For every young mother who has given her infant up for adoption to save that life inside of her. For all the couples who've tried to have children and were unable, awake in the night, staring into the dark. And for all those who've lost their children. For everyone who has lost their moms and dads. For those crazy uncles who always drink too much tonight and then sneak outside to put on the red suit in the driveway, wobbling out there in the cold before coming back to surprise the kids. And for those wise aunts and sisters-in-law who make sure that the coffee is strong and black to help those crazy uncles sober up. For all the men and women in every choir in the world. They've been practicing for weeks in the cold, empty church. And tonight is their night too, because tonight is the night they lift us with their song, and their beautiful voices invite us to humble ourselves as we seek for help in scraping away any bitterness that has grown like armor around our hearts over the year. For all those true friends and relatives who don't wait for a special night to begin building a family, all year they've been building it, nurturing it with their time and their concern. And they show up unannounced on a random afternoon in June, or they might show up on a cool morning in November with a coffee cake from your favorite bakery and stop by just to see your face and give a hug and make sure you're okay. So tonight is for them, and tomorrow too, because they're family, by friendship and by blood, by the acts of family. For those who are lonely and angry and lost and don't know why. For all those who are far away and can't make it home again this year. For those who are physically near yet distant in many other ways and feel as if they've locked the door behind them, and now, at the 11th hour, they wonder if they may ever return home. Tell them this. Tonight is the night of new hope in the world, and the door is always open. Just reach for it and see. For all those who've become ill from the virus, for those who survived the murderous destruction of the tornadoes that recently hit Kentucky and other states, for everyone crushed by violent crime that rises across the country and claims the innocent, the perfect, and the imperfect victims, for police who've been shot confronting the violence, including Baltimore police officer Keona Holly, mother of four, who, as I write this, was clinging to life. And Mesquite officer Richard Houston, whose 18-year-old daughter Shelby delivered that stirring eulogy in the voice of an angel at her daddy's funeral. For Chicago police officer Ella French, for so many others. Will the pain of loss cause them to wrap up their love? Or will their hearts open to the joy of this holy night? And for the shy ones at work, who aren't part of the ruling clique in the office, yet who'd stun you with their grace and talent if you gave them half a chance? And for every old man at the end of the bar tonight, nursing a drink, grateful to sit in a warm, clean place, listening to the sounds of life going on around him. For the old women alone in their rooms tonight, wide awake in the dark, in their beds, remembering the laughter of children on nights like this, when there was so much to do and a house full of guests to feed. For everyone who has received that call from the doctor and felt the flutter of dark wings. For everyone on the night shift tonight and those who must work tomorrow, including the linemen, making sure you have power in winter, and all those first responders and their families waiting for them to come home. For everyone in a hospital tonight, praying for dignity and release and a peaceful end without shame or suffering. For their physicians and for the nurses who enter those silent rooms and pull up a chair and listen to quiet confessions. For clergy who've struggled with faith and belief and then find it again and are renewed. For every sailor at sea standing watch tonight up on the bridge, staring out into cold black water, remembering brightly lit rooms. For all the members of the U.S. Armed Forces, for those of the U.S. Foreign Service and the intelligence services who often walk alone into the shadows to protect us, and for their families. And for the American Republic, the last hope of liberty on earth, for our people who never, ever quit. To all those whom I've hurt with thoughtless phrases, I ask your forgiveness and understanding as I try to reconcile this life I've chosen, the life in which I make judgments, and reconcile that with my Greek Orthodox faith that tells us to forgive and love our neighbors. For all of you who've joined me here in this great new adventure, Benny, I, and the boys can't thank you enough. And for every one of you who keeps a tight hold on what's most important on this special night, it is the message brought to us by the perfect child who was born in a manger in Bethlehem so very long ago. He is the light of the world. He is the gift, and his gift is all about love. And I pray that it comes to you and comforts you and remains. Merry Christmas, everyone.
I don't know about you, but I look forward to John's reading of his Christmas column every year. It's one of those things that always puts the year in perspective. You know what I mean? It is the message that this time of year often gets overlooked or, you know, life gets in the way. But I do want to say thanks to John, too, for being involved in the podcast and doing what he does with this thing we do here. It's a lot of fun. I'm glad we get to talk to a lot of interesting people, and I hope nobody takes us too seriously, and if we've insulted anybody, I am apologizing now. Just, you know, it's unfortunately, like John said, when you're taking an opinion on something, you're going to not always make the most friends. But I'm glad we can do it. I hope you enjoy it. I thank you for listening and downloading. And, of course, I wish the merriest of Christmases. Happy holidays in general to however you celebrate the new year. To you and yours, hope it's happy and healthy. I know it's been a tough last couple years for a lot of people for lots of reasons, and I wish the best to everybody. We're thinking about Betty and John and them as they could deal with the diagnosis here, and hope a speedy recovery. So for John Cass, the chief bottle washer proprietor at johncassnews.com, and myself, Jeff Carlin, and an executive producer over at WGN Radio, I wish you a happiest of holidays, a merriest of Christmases, and a blessed new year from the Chicago way on WGN+.